Wholesalers, welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. As always, I'm your host, Rob Shore. You know, of course, by now, I hope, that Wholesaler Mastermind Radio is available on iTunes. All you have to do is go to iTunes and look for Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. Put it on your favorite MP3 player so that you can join us in the airport, in the car, or any other place that you'd like to listen and get your mind filled with great ideas, courtesy of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. As always, we're brought to you by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling, and we have still another outstanding guest for you today. I'd like to introduce you to Hannah Grove. Now, Hannah has been in our community of financial services for 20-plus years. She has been in executive management positions with Fidelity Investments, as well as Merrill Lynch, as well as Prudential Financial. She is now an entrepreneur focusing on a very interesting niche, and that is the high net worth private wealth specialty. And this is where she focuses all of her work. She is the executive editor of Private Wealth Magazine and a frequent contributor to publications like Worth, Registered Rep, Financial Advisor. And she will be writing an article, as I said, for I Carry the Bag in the next issue. Hannah Grove, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thanks, Rob. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's really lovely to have you. We want to do some discussion today, you and I, about the whole notion of high net worth advisors. Now, there isn't a wholesaler that I know that isn't desirous of getting into the literal or metaphorical corner office guy or gal. So if we take that notion of kind of what does corner office mean, well, corner office at its root, you could argue quite quickly, is they do a lot of gross. They do a lot of business and have the ability to drive business to a wholesaler's production grid in a pretty fast fashion. We were talking before we started about the notion that, you know, working with high net worth advisors requires some unique specialties on behalf of the wholesaler. So what we're going to do today is talk about some of those. First of all, how do I get to a high net worth advisor, and how do we decide who they are?
Well, in my mind, a high net worth advisor probably falls into one of two camps. It's either someone who is already working with high net worth clients, and because of that, probably already has a broad and deep relationship with them and is offering them something more like a wealth management experience. Then there are going to be other high net worth advisors who are simply doing more in terms of gross production. So they might be getting 80 or 90% of their income from a single product category, but that said, all of their client relationships are relatively narrow, which means they need to have more of them. So that said, I think wholesalers need to determine who their corner office targets are and then tailor their approaches. Now, that sounds easy enough, but they're going to want two different things. The first group of advisors, those who are already doing high net worth business, are being approached by dozens of other wholesalers all the time. So what they're going to be looking for is something different, something that stands out. And I think any knowledge a wholesaler can bring to the table about specific segments of the high net worth will catch their attention. So understanding the unique needs of business owners or family business owners or celebrities or women, you know, things that will help them look more effective and be more competent in their everyday role.
So a couple of questions around that. So if I understand you correctly, I want to just clarify the segment. Segment one was they got to their high net worth position by virtue of the fact they're dealing with, quote, unquote, the upper crust.
Right.
Right. And then the second was they just flat out do more business. And so by virtue of that, they're a million-dollar producer plus, if you will.
Right.
All right. So when we talk about these folks who are dealing with the upper crust, do I, as a wholesaler, can I get to that? There's like four questions leapt to my mind. How do I get to them? One of the ways I heard you say was I have to be able to bring them something, be different, differentiate myself, be memorable wholesalers in a way that they don't necessarily have informational access to, so i.e. business owners, women. What if I don't have that? Can I get to them another way? Because I may not – you know, I may not be a great educator to advisors about how to get to the celebrity market. I might not have the capability of providing them with resources about how to tap into, influential women. Any other suggestions about how I might get to them? What will they find to be attractive?
Well, I think any advisor is really just wants information that's going to make them look smart in front of their clients and be effective. So the examples I provided are some, but I think any ideas wholesalers have that they think are going to be accretive to the overall business of the advisor will make, you know, a professional stand up and take notice. I think one good place to start is some of the value-added programs that firms are putting together now that might be educational in nature that a wholesaler might not have taken advantage of.
Okay.
So some of those types of programs might be focused on long-term care, or they might be focused on cultivating the women's market. It might be worth, you know, sitting down with the people who created the program, getting a handle on it, you know, where the data and the information came from, and seeing if there are any resources inside their firm they can take to those advisors. Because the advisors are really looking for resources. So if the wholesaler, if the individual themselves can't be the resource, if they can be the conduit to the resource, that's almost just as good.
Now, I heard you mention that the high net worth advisor, by definition, and we're talking about the high net worth that's working with the quote-unquote upper crust, they, by definition, have a broad product array.
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about that, because it casts such a wide net of opportunity for the wholesalers that are listening. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess it's no coincidence that wealth management has been a real buzzword the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, or maybe longer. It's because wealthy clients need all of those products. And the more money you have and the more products you need, the more complicated your situation is, which is why it's sometimes nice to have one person or one team coordinate them for you. And nearly all of the big distribution firms I know, whether they're wirehouses or independents, have that broad range of products and services, but most advisors don't take advantage of them. And one of the things I told you earlier is every single affluent person that I have talked to or interviewed owns hedge funds, hedge fund of funds, and private equity. So if the advisor is not selling them those products, they're buying them from somebody else. The same is true of life insurance. All affluent people use life insurance. They've either gotten it through their job as a benefit or they've bought it as part of an estate planning process, but they all own it. So if the advisor isn't selling it to them, somebody else is selling it to them. And hopefully that becomes the incentive for some of these advisors who have been very narrowly focused up until now to think about, you know, broadening what they do and maybe beginning to offer a more holistic experience to some of their clients.
So let's talk about the second segment in just a second. But wholesalers, I want to remind you about I Carry the Bag. Hannah, in addition to a huge lineup of great writers, going to be coming to us in the upcoming issues. I want to encourage you to go to iCarryTheBag.com. Click on subscribe. Get a copy for yourself, and while you're there, you get a free copy for your internal wholesaler. iCarryTheBag.com. So, Hannah, in the second category, this notion of the folks that do just more gross, but we've agreed that their model might be more narrowly focused. The client comes in, they fit them into this model of asset management, and they just do a bunch of volume.
Mm-hmm.
How do I appeal to them?
Well, I think there's many more ways to appeal to them. A lot of my research shows that advisors in general want to work with wealthier clients, they want to make more money, and they're dissatisfied with their current level of success. So all of that makes them a very ripe population, you know, for outside assistance. And so wholesalers need to think about how they can be part of that transformation. So getting in and talking to them about a broader range of products and being available to be, a subject matter expert for them, either in client meetings or in seminars and workshops, that sort of thing.
So wholesalers, you know, we spend a lot of time at Wholesaler Masterminds talking, and I'd spend a lot of time with coaching clients talking about the whole consultative nature of the business. And even though that word has been used so excessively to the point of maybe going on deaf ears, because consultative, again, is an overused term, it's so critically important, because you have to be able to get in there and rummage around their business and figure out where you're going to add the value. Isn't that right, Hannah?
Yes. In fact, I would tell any wholesaler who's listening to this call the same thing I tell my advisory clients, which is know your client. I mean, get in there, understand their practice, who their typical client is, what the range of products they're offering is, you know, what licenses they hold, what their goals are, because that will give you a better sense of where you can fit and where you can add value and where you can draw on the resources of your firm to help them.
Now, in case you were driving or not writing as fast as you might like to all those questions Hannah just asked, go over to Wholesaler Masterminds, go over to the search bar, put in 53 questions, and download that copy that has been downloaded a lot of 53 questions to ask financial advisors, because you're going to be able to go in there and pick out some of the very same questions that Hannah mentioned and now help to understand where does it hurt. We got to figure out where their pain is, Hannah, before we can help them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, any other last kind of words of wisdom? You have this huge compendium in this space that you have spent so much time in. Any last words of wisdom on kind of what wholesalers need to be doing or what they should desperately be avoiding when they want to get into one of these two places of high net worth advisories, those that are dealing with the affluent upper crust or those that just flat out do a bunch of gross?
Well, I think you have to bring something additional to the table, and that can really be just about anything, but you can't just go in there to represent your product and hope they're going to buy it. You have to bring either some intellectual capital or maybe two tickets to the Mets game or something that's going to get them to, you know, put their pencil down or turn away from the computer or put their iPhone down and give you 5 minutes. But it's got to be something that it makes it more reciprocal in nature. So you're not just going in and saying, I have a great product and I want you to buy it.
Hannah, I'm really looking forward to your contribution to the magazine, and thank you for taking some time to speak to our listeners today.
The pleasure was mine.
Wholesalers, come back next time for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, and we'll talk to you soon.